Welcome to Turtle Tank, everybody.
Sploosh.
Is that how we do it?
Sploosh.
I don't remember.
Yeah, we do it like once every 6 months, so we always forget how we start. But Jake has a whole thing.
It would be like a wet ka-ching, right? Because it's like we're making money. We have our eggs. We're like...
Sploosh.
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 Shalom, hatchlings.
There we go.
Thanks for tuning in. Shelcome to Turtle Tank, an exciting new show or shell for those who think outside the box, turtle. I'm Lake Tortoise, along with your celebrity host, Shelmalee Snapford, Bayan Turdy, Crawled Well Tanker, and with us today...
I'm changing my name!
Celebrity guest, Branchelle Reef.
Oh, wow! You're like the crypt keeper for turtle.
It's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to him.
Branchelle Reef, that's good.
Thanks,
God,
dude.
That's good. Our first pitch comes from Emily BR. Shello turds, I come to you with words of whimsy.
Yellow turds.
This person
really
rocks.
Really feels like a catchphrase from like an animated show.
Yellow turds.
Yellow turds.
When you come to the table, what's one of the most important things you may ask? Setting the mood.
Yeah.
Nothing quite hits like the feeling of being fully immersed in your campaign.
Ooh.
And nothing does that better than music. My pitch? Players being bards bring real instruments to the table.
Huh.
Imagine.
This is great.
You lost the table really quick.
Normally these ideas
My butthole
like,
puckers and eggs start getting sucked back up into it.
You ever heard of guitar guy at a party?
Yeah. What if instead 9 ukulele guys at a party?
Interesting.
Imagine the magic of a sick guitar riff at the end of a spell or a sweet lute in the background of your campground scene. But what if I don't know how to play an instrument?
Yeah, that's what
Great
I
Great question.
That was excellent. That was exactly
Didn't cross my mind.
For sure, keep going.
What if I don't know how to play an instrument? Doesn't matter. Nothing makes a table laugh more than a poorly timed and executed sound machine. Let me tell you what. If you're interested in my pitch, I ask simply for your crunchiest egg. If you think this is dangerous and you want me to make sure it doesn't happen, I'll accept
There we go.
I'll
that's
accept
what
your
it
entire
really was.
Clutch and a real $10 bill. Thanks.
Oh my God.
A thinly veiled threat.
Even if they were good at the instruments,
I would get sick of it.
I almost wouldn't want it, especially if they were good at the instruments.
Because
the confidence that they would have in like playing.
I was on the subway one time and a guy came on and started playing like Ornette Coleman would weep, just like atonal saxophone.
Yeah.
And it was between Manhattan and Williamsburg, and it was that long, like under.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Well, it stops all the time.
And it was stopping.
Yeah.
And then finally he said, like, for a small donation, I will stop playing saxophone. And I'm glad to see that strategy.
Yeah.
Wow. Really good stuff.
Holding us hostage auditorially.
It's the same person, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad to see he landed on his feet.
Can I? All right. So I know I like to have fun and come up with good ideas. And you know what? If you want to persecute me for having fun, then
you actually
go
are
for
not
it.
Far from bringing a harmonica to the table as a bard.
What I'm saying though is that like in spare doses, this could be fun.
Didn't you bring a nose harp one time?
It was a honked horn. It was like a car horn.
Oh, yeah. Right.
He also brought somebody horn. Gave us like a carved out.
It was
like
a frog
thing
turtle
that was like
yeah.
Like click yeah.
So again, what I'm saying, I'm not above it. I'm not above having fun. I'm not
but
above
you
like goofing
did,
around a little bit.
You did use it sparingly.
Yeah, I use it sparingly, and I think it could be fun for like perhaps a puzzle or something like that, or like maybe if there's like a Battle of the Bands episode, you like have a couple of instruments that you bring out just to like help
a
people
couple?
Get into it.
Can I suggest that I think this breaks immersion for me,
right?
Because I want to picture that the bard is playing whatever song I want, and like everyone has different tastes, and also I want to picture that the bard is playing, and there's like magic coming from the instrument. If I'm sitting here and this is just a normal instrument that's slightly out of tune, I'm like, but we're superheroes.
And you're also targeting the bard with like, because you're not making the barbarian arm wrestle anybody. You're not making the cleric
right.
like, give someone a shot.
But in this instance, I'm saying that like the bard maybe still gets to do their cool music. Maybe you give them the soundboard and everybody else gets like a harmonica or like.
But
a,
how often are you busting out music?
I'm saying this is like once a year at most.
I feel like
this is like a one-off thing.
A soundboard is maybe the closest I could come to being like, that's kind
of
cool. If a bard was like, my instrument is the lute, and you gave them like a keyboard with the thing they could press
with like
a couple
lute songs.
Or you just had a couple
lute licks.
You had like a playlist, a lute list.
I think it's better. I think it's better if you're in charge. If you're like my bard has a loot mm-hmm. list. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've been at too many parties where somebody's like, "Here's King of Carrot Flowers," you know.
Like, yeah. That's what I just think of the. Great I think song. Of when like someone is like.
But not when they play it.
Yeah. So I think that me and my eggs are frigid on this one.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm freezing my eggs.
Yeah. I'm also freezing my eggs
for the next one.
I think like. Off of the Caldwell precedent, mm-hmm. I think if it's like a wood block, it needs to be wood block or lower.
Mm, yeah.
Like, hard we can't get any more.
You wouldn't want to see me at your table with a wood block,
yeah,
I don't think.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever done a drum circle of any sort? Ever just been in like a campfire situation where you're like all
protests.
Playing? Yeah. Oh, at protests. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think there's like, there can be something fun about like a communal music event if done sparingly. And I feel like if it's mm-hmm. like for some sort of like ritual that the bard is leading and like everybody gets a little instrument and you're kind of like chanting, I could see this being fun. I am going to take one of my eggs and I'm going to dry it out in the sun so it gets real crunchy. I'm going to put it in the toaster and then I'm going to hand it over because I want this idea.
Toasted eggs.
Mm-hmm. So you want bards to bring instruments to your games. That's confirmed.
No, I think the DM needs to bring the instruments. I think that the DM needs to supply them so it stays in control.
Right.
I think if everyone's bringing their own instruments, things are going
to
get
You're buying in, but you have notes.
Exactly.
I'm considering doing my whole clutch to make it not happen.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Bidding war?
But
all right, okay. Are we doing a bid now? Because like,
no, I don't.
Shit.
I do.
No, you
do,
can have it, dude.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm gonna save my eggs. Okay. I do love the idea of stonewalling you.
But. Gotcha.
I'm gonna make eye contact with this person and eat an egg in front of them.
Yeah. Oh. Sorry, like, I don't have any to spare.
These are my kids.
Chomp.
I would sooner eat them.
All right. So purchased.
Yeah. Enjoy our toasted egg.
Our next pitch comes from Hey. Here is a really quick one, Turtles. For whatever reason, the average amount of eggs is between all of the infamously funny numbers is 69, 420, 67, 80008, etc.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Okay.
Sure.
Every time you drop
calculator
to zero,
fan.
Yeah.
Every time you drop to zero hit points, you wake up with a level of exhaustion. Everyone always talks about ways to stop the yo-yo healing of clerics not giving out heals until the party is fully unconscious. And I agree, it seems a little egregious that you'd be able to keep getting knocked out and back up and knocked out and back up without your body taking a toll. I've played at many tables and almost never had a DM use the exhaustion rules twice. So maybe it's just me, but applying the connection between the two moments fills in the gap of both an often underused condition, exhaustion, and gives a bit more urgency to your zero HP moments.
Yeah.
Thanks and have an excellent Torts Day.
Huh.
I like this homebrew rule.
Yeah.
Because the idea of, and we have this happen a lot, where be like somebody gets knocked out, brought back, knocked out, brought back, knocked out, and the idea that they're just fine is kind of funny.
Yeah.
It would be jarring.
So I failed
two death saves, but I slept for 12 hours, so I'm okay.
Yeah.
And then I have had some sleeps that I think
that'll do that.
Would have done.
Yeah. If I may pull from real life, having been knocked out, all that really happens is you wake up with tinnitus for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
A doctor tells you
you can only do this.
What would tinnitus be though?
Oh god.
I'm trying to think because I feel like you would have to almost do like intelligence saves to endure
to take psychic damage.
It's really low grade and it's just when things are really quiet but you go insane.
But every time you're falling asleep, it's there. Is it aliens?
Oh god.
Could be aliens. You could be a computer. Because I think that in the modern rules of exhaustion, I think it's just like a penalty to rolls. They've switched it up a little bit.
Oh, is it different
now?
I have it
pulled up.
What are the new ones?
One level of exhaustion is disadvantage on ability checks. So not even attack rolls. So it means that almost like your day kind of sucks a little more. But if you're in battle,
checks and stuff,
if you're in battle and not trying to make like strength checks or anything like that, then you are not as like
makes sense.
Yeah,
feels like stakes, but doesn't actually affect your character that much.
Yeah,
life or death situation, which is cool. Mm-hmm.
I don't hate it. The only thing that I worry about is that sometimes something like disadvantage on all ability checks just means that that player just kind of doesn't do anything, doesn't even try to do anything for the rest of the session. Mm-hmm. In which case, I would just think to myself, like, oh, that's less fun to have one person who's not taking swings.
Yeah. And my other concern is that, like, sometimes you'll go down, your battle is over, then, like, you know, you end the session, next session, you take a short rest. It might be like 3 or 4 sessions before you take a long rest, and then you wake up with exhaustion. It's like you don't even remember going down in the fight.
If the DM had put this in their game, they would
factor all of that in, mm-hmm. I would think. Mm-hmm. So I think used correctly, I think this would be pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you simplify it.
And it gives like, stakes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe you don't even need the exhaustion of it all. Maybe it's just like, I don't know, you roll a d4 and then you like subtract that from like your attacks or something like that.
That's more complicated. I think you've made it more complicated.
What is the DM... It's the DM's discretion. Something is up with you. Maybe mm-hmm. it's exhaustion. You're not told, but there's something like... Something yeah. happens to your character.
Oh, maybe maybe you could tailor it to certain ability checks, right?
Okay.
If it's like you have like disadvantage on mm-hmm. these specific ones, like mm-hmm. then that might actually encourage a player to participate creatively, mm-hmm. right? It's like suddenly like, okay, I'm not going to try to do this with athletics because I know I'm going to have disadvantage.
Okay.
But is there a different ability check that I don't normally use that I could try to
you
do
You could also
with?
Do short rests, fix one level of exhaustion or something yeah. like
true,
that.
True.
Yeah, and then that's like you kind of if you can patch up your wounds, take a moment, you're yeah. good.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna double down on making it complicated because Branson gave me a good idea, which is I think that like every time you go down, the DM should just pull out like a full deck of cards and be like, well, let me see here. And there's just like different status effects or something that can be tied to those cards, and it's just like randomly generated by the
you
cards.
You are the instructions.
I guess you could go the other way. Yeah, you're right. You could go away with it where you're like, I think you couldn't be random though. Mm. You'd almost have to be like, okay, if you take bludgeoning damage, you're concussed, and thus you have this status.
That's
or,
kind of fun.
If you take piercing damage, you're bleeding. You're like tired blood loss.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think you could go one way or the other with it.
Mm-hmm. We are talking about complicating it, but I don't think it's the worst thing in the world to complicate it because I'm always like, what's the most interesting thing? PCs like getting creative, and so this feels like it encourages that stuff.
Yeah, right, and then it does encourage role play. If you're not just I'm just straight up exhausted, you're like, oh, I'm like I have blood loss or I have psychic damage, I'm not thinking clearly,
I've got the memento disease now.
You can also I don't remember if this was part of the pitch or not, but you could also do it not just when you get knocked down to zero, it could be for every round that you're at zero,
right? Tie it to like a failure too.
Tied to a failure, I like that.
If you go down, but you succeed on your death save, you're like, okay,
ultimately,
I'm beating it.
Ultimately, what this submitter is trying to solve is that problem that happens where like people are kind of metagaming, where mm-hmm. they're like, mm-hmm. okay, I just saw my friend get stabbed and knocked out, but instead of healing them, I'm going to cast Fireball because I think the other guy might be at low HP and they still got 3 death saves to go, so they're fine.
Right, there's time.
This would kind of undo that to be like, well, you can't just leave your dude there choking and, mm-hmm. and coughing to death.
Yeah, but then does that engender more like hostility between people being like, why did you fireball and end the fight instead of, because now I'm going to pay for that.
Right.
Because sometimes it is the right move to cast fireball.
Yeah, you're right.
Now I have a click in my hip.
Like either way, you trigger an unskippable cutscene where the guy's like, hey man, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I think I like it. I think I'm in.
Yeah.
And I specifically want to do, I don't want to penalize the amount of times that you went down.
Fair.
I want to just, if you went down, and I like Branson's like almost a status that you get the next day based on including Murph's like what type of damage.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Like so a little it sounds like everybody's interested.
We're going to bid and we're going to make it more complicated.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should we also make it complicated? Do we all want to go in with like weird percentages?
I think if I do 50 eggs, but for like a 13% stake, but I don't have a controlling interest, but I have a voting right.
I really like this, so I'm going to do like 19%.
Okay.
So I'm going to go a little bit above Jake there.
Yeah.
That's asking for more on the profits or something like
that. Yeah, I am.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because he's going to put more eggs in. But do you want to see it on the board?
Yes.
Okay. So I can't compete with that, but I will offer my most complex egg, which is an egg that is a cube that looks kind of like the Tesseract from Wrinkle in Time.
Cool. So you can profit share, but no board seat. Emily, you want it?
I'm actually going to give an egg that is actually Kashay the Deathless from Russian mythology.
Wow.
This is the egg where he's hiding his soul inside of it.
Okay. So that's two board seats.
Yeah.
Controlling interest. Branson?
I'm going to give not one of mine, but I stole one of the Romanov family Fabergé eggs.
Oh, okay.
It's my most valued possession. I'm going to give it up.
All right. You're CEO.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So purchased. Our next pitch comes from Sam. Tortles. First, a gift. DMs should track damage done to their monsters by adding from zero up to max HP instead of subtracting from max HP.
I've heard
to
about
zero.
This.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That makes sense. Just
I should do this.
A little easier.
Yeah. Because I'm a bring a calculator to the table guy. I'm so bad at the subtraction math. But adding math, I'm fucking so good.
Easier. They really should be the same amount of difficult, but I agree. They're not.
Yeah. Adding is so much easier than subtracting.
Subtraction is, it's negative. It's negative energy. And I should stop bringing that to my table.
That's fair, right? Dude. Yeah. Let's stop subtracting.
Fight should be fun.
We have to edit out like 12 minutes of us making fun of Caldwell for using a calculator every episode.
Right.
Like, what's up, you fucking nerd?
Emily gave him a swirly last time.
He looked better afterwards, though. Yeah, like
Jimmy Neutron.
Once his hair was so wet, sick. Yeah. It was like, actually, you're cool as hell.
Damn, you're gorgeous, and your glasses fell off.
And then I tried to do a swirly to look good, and I looked like shit.
When he has dry hair, glasses, and a calculator, Caldwell sucks. But right. When he's wet hair, no calculator, and his glasses are
then
off.
Then I become Big Dick Cassio.
He becomes Big Dick Cassio.
It's Stefan Raquel.
Yeah.
Stefan
Caldwell. Cassio Nova.
All right. Wild pitch. Active defense. Instead of DMs rolling to attack, we reverse the math so players roll to avoid attack. The monsters have an attack DC, and players roll to meet it / beat it. Okay. 16 AC plus to the player's AC roll. Saving throws are unchanged. Please, 13 beautiful eggs. It is confusing, and my players reject it.
This has been tested, and it sucks.
By the way, this doesn't work.
I mean, I just said that subtracting makes me cry, and hearing that, I am a little confused.
This makes me cry, but it does. I like the idea behind it, but I do know in practice this wouldn't work.
It's like we're rolling to see if we get hit.
Well, it just seems
so. It's
like,
just a saving throw for everything.
It's a saving throw for everything, which does kind of sound sucky.
Yeah,
but if you're like rolling, I don't know. If you reframe it, you're like you're rolling to parry. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, I could see it working for one fight instead of like this is the way we do it now.
Yeah, I think it feels like fun for a one shot, but like I don't actually want to picture every character I play parrying every single round.
But if there's like a bad guy who's like a duelist or something fighting with a lot of like flair and pizzazz
if you had like a homebrew thing where you had a reaction where you could like roll like a contested melee check against them or something like that to try to block stuff and you just do it once around. That could be interesting. Rolling on every, like, just imagining someone taking five attacks on you and you just rolling like saving throw.
Sam finishes. If you fund it, I will explain how to find monster attack.
I'm funding. I just want to know what's going on here.
Make this make sense.
I'll bet it's probably like because the saves are like 8 plus the thing. So it's probably just 8 plus whatever the.
So it's just more saving throws, really. Mm-hmm. I think I'm not in. Eggs are back on ice.
In fact, I take out saving throw things sometimes. And I'll just be like, it's so much more fun when they just like throw something at you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The only idea I like here is the phrase 13 beautiful eggs. Because it does sound like something you like sing as you're like coming to market. You're like, 13 beautiful eggs.
It's the baker's dozen.
Like a Decemberist lyric. Yeah.
I definitely pictured it as like a get the crew back together, gritty Jason Statham and a bunch of guys getting together.
13 beautiful eggs.
13 beautiful eggs.
And it's 13 beautiful bald men.
That's what I'm saying. It's Vin Diesel, Jason Statham, and then all the other bald men that are
David
like
Cross.
Aged.
Instantly have to go to not strong bald men.
He can make it work. What if he, I feel like we he could give
Moby,
him a year.
Who else?
He can get weirdly buff.
We can give him the Odin Kirk turn into serious.
Yeah. It's time for the crisscross.
Okay, Michael Chiklis could also do it.
Are we actually just trying to name where are we at?
We have Vin Diesel, Jason.
We have I think anything's allowed. We're gonna do throughout to history.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I think we can put Bruce Willis in there.
Yeah, Bruce Willis. Early Bruce Willis.
John Travolta, really.
The real Travolta.
We have to keep explaining in the trailer. He's actually bald.
He has to be honest
he's
with himself.
Bald in real life.
He signed on. He must agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we do balding people?
Oh,
yeah.
The guy from Breaking Bad who plays the brother-in-law? Or the friend?
Hank from Breaking Bad.
Hank from Breaking Bad.
Dean Norris, sexy.
Dean Norris.
It would be awesome for this.
Who's the guy in the Truman Show?
Ed something or other.
Yes, Ed.
But Jim Carrey is bald.
Ed Harris.
It's not like a hedgehog. Wait, Bald Jim Carrey from Sonic the Hedgehog.
Bald Jim Carrey. Okay, cool.
We resorted.
Then we're just throwing guys in bald caps. They have to be really bald.
Yeah, they have to be really bald.
How many do we have?
It would be so offensive to the real bald guys.
Yeah. They have to be really bald.
All right,
bald.
So we got Sting. Hold on, I'm going to read the list back.
Stone Cold.
Terrible content.
No, it's not.
Is it?
Corey Stoll would be good.
Yeah. If we believe in it enough, it becomes great. Stone Cold, The Rock. I just have Bruce written down.
Bruce Willis.
Okay, great. I thought I meant your cat for a second.
No.
No, he has a lot of hair.
Jason Statham.
I got John Travolta, David Cross.
No, I think John Travolta's off.
He's off.
He's off.
He's like the villain.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I'm not accepting it.
Yeah.
Okay. He doesn't accept it. Yeah. All right. Okay. David Cross. Dave Bautista. Do we save Dave Bautista?
Bautista is bald.
We got
The Rock. Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, we had that.
He's on there. Okay. Statham. How many is that? 1, 2, 3.
I think seven. We're up to six, seven.
We're at seven.
Wow, Mr. Queen. We're barely halfway.
Did you put Dean Norris or Ed Harris?
I got Ed Harris is on the list now.
Dean Norris.
That brings us to 9.
Okay.
Because I put down Mr. Clean as well.
Oh, good.
Curly. Mr. Clean.
Oh, shit.
Curly Howard.
Oh, yeah.
That's really good.
Oh, he had to turn on the other Stooges. That's a plot line there. Right there.
Oh, that's rough. Yeah. It hurts the most from Curly, too. Mo, you see it coming.
Shimp's a wild card, but, you know, like Curly, it hurts.
Oh, God.
Okay. You have Chiklis on there, right?
Oh, put Michael Chiklis on there. Okay. That's up to 10. We just need 3 more.
This should be easy.
13 beautiful eggs.
I'm just going to know Colin Mockery.
I blame the, now everyone just gets the what, hair transplant surgery or something like that.
Turkey.
Could
we're
do like
we're
a
losing
buzz?
Our beautiful
Could we do
eggs.
A buzzed head? Could we do, I'm just going through wrestlers now.
No, I want it.
Could we do,
Jude Law is so close.
He's so close. Can we do people so that have close. Passed away?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. King Curly Howard.
Let's get, oh, there you go,
Yeah.
Let's do King Kong Bundy.
King Kong Bundy.
He faced Hulk Hogan.
All right, okay.
Butterbean.
Oh, Butterbean. There you go.
Butterbean.
Very good.
Yeah. Okay, I think that's 13.
Butterbean makes 13.
Butterbean makes 13.
Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my God. Holy shit. Another movie, Butterbean Makes 13. It's about a family that have 13 kids.
Yeah.
And the 13 one comes out and it's fucking Butterbean.
Who already exists. You're like, what happened?
Why is Butterbean here?
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. All right, so we're not taking your idea, but you have helped us stumble upon this. I mean, it's a franchise.
13 beautiful
eggs. This is 13
legs. 13 beautiful eggs. And then the sequel,
Butterbean makes 13.
Like, move over Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
Like,
this is.
This is 13 beautiful
We're fucking
eggs.
Butterbean makes 13.
Right.
It's going to be so expensive to make because a lot of these men are expensive.
Yeah. And
or
dead. Some of them have passed.
Some
yeah.
Have passed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but CGI.
Yeah, we'll get the rights.
Yeah. That's true. Okay.
I think you could just lie and say it's Butterbean, too.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I think you're average person will be like, sure, that's Butterbean.
And Butterbean makes 13.
All right.
Okay, so purchase, maybe. Our next pitch comes from the Wizard Syndicate. Shallow Turts, I have for you an idea I call, quote, helpful proficiency. Has this ever happened to you? The rogue needs to pickpocket something while the sorcerer and the fighter are talking to a guard. The fighter offers to help action to distract the guard, but now the sorcerer can't do anything to help out, even though she has proficiency in pickpocketing.
Mm.
Enter the helpful proficiency.
For each
player after the first to provide the help action, you can provide your proficiency bonus to the roll instead of adding another dice roll, as long as you have proficiency in the same skill. So if the rogue is trying to pickpocket something, the fighter can provide the help action to give advantage, and the sorcerer can give their proficiency in pickpocket with another help action. This would allow for much needed and focused things in a scene to happen and would help the players feel like they're doing something to help out even a little bit. For the use of this idea, I request the use of the turtle tank once a month so my fish can chill out with y'all while I clean out their tank.
Oh, okay.
Do
a cleaning swap? That's good.
Yeah.
I gotta say, regardless if I buy this idea or not, your fish are welcome in my home.
Yeah. I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Turtles eat fish?
Yeah.
Of course they do.
They have to. What the hell else would they eat?
I think with this idea, you'd have to trust your players not to use it all the time, because I think it could feel a bit like boring if every single time everyone's throwing around proficiency and no one fails anything. I almost like it for like special moments, you know?
It does make sense. I kind of like this idea, because there's the idea of, specifically you're saying, like pickpocketing. It's like in real life, people do pickpocket in groups.
I've been there before trying to jimmy a lock with a credit card.
Yeah, and you need
and
one
then everyone's
person
like,
to,
no, 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 you get, well, here, I'll try mm-hmm. it. Okay, actually, I didn't get it. You try it.
Yeah. Yeah, one person's keeping watch, one person's yeah. making a big distraction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but even like sometimes there are multiple people like actively working on
yeah, yeah,
it.
Yeah,
my totally. Wife and I, when we were in Barcelona, we saw the coolest like con. I love, ooh. I saw this a lot where yeah. it was always for tourists. Somebody would start singing opera on the street, which is go. Enough. Like people were like, whoa, there's someone singing yeah. opera. And then somebody in the audience, as if moved by the spirit of opera, would start singing along with them.
Oh.
Like, I don't know what's happening. I'm just singing opera. And people were like, what? And they'd start clapping. And that's when the third guy would move in and like pull pick wallets. Pocket?
Oh my whoa. God.
It was so, it, we knew it was coming because a uh-huh. friend had warned us about it. But yeah. I was almost like, oh my God, I'm just going to hold on to my wallet and watch this. This is yeah. beautiful. Yeah.
They almost deserve it.
I absolutely think so. Yeah.
I still
yeah.
think all of that is given the help action, not adding proficiency. I feel like adding proficiency is like there's a lock with two different things and there's two lock picks working mm. on it.
I think it's almost like a different rule set. At that point, if you were like, let's get rid of the whole help action thing with advantage and just add a proficiency thing.
This is kind of what Pathfinder does. Pathfinder, yeah, you're right. Said plus two, like if somebody's helping you out.
I do. There's something to at least the spirit of this, which is like, you know, yeah. you're playing in a group at a table and somebody's like, oh, I'll give the help action. And you're like, well, I wish I could do something, but they're already helping. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I guess I'm just going to yeah. stand here and like cross my fingers.
Tying it to skill and proficiency seems smart because that does yeah, like limit cool. the amount it can be used.
I think this should just straight up replace help actions because yeah. to me it makes sense. Because like if somebody's, I don't know, if somebody was fixing their car, I wouldn't be able to help at all.
Right.
You know,
well,
I'd be
providing a distraction.
But if they yeah. wanted to edit a podcast.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're fixing your car?
Yeah.
I think
Ave Maria.
Go, go, go. If you need a distraction for anything, just let me know and I'll start singing.
I feel like Pathfinder almost goes too hard in the other direction. Yeah. Isn't the Pathfinder thing just plus one? Is it plus two or plus one?
I can't remember.
I don't
one
even
plus
think
two.
You give your proficiency. I think you literally give like, I think you roll to see how much you add.
That is what it is. Yeah. It's a skill check. And I think yeah. it's like plus one or plus two based on how well you roll.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty limiting. But yeah. Like, maybe you make him do a roll, but no, I think it's just like you add your proficiency if you can like explain how you're helping.
There's something interesting here with mm-hmm. the proficiencies.
Yeah.
I like it.
Something yeah. interesting here.
Yeah, I'll scramble I'm some biting. Freaking eggs and slide some.
You're scrambling them? Over.
I'm scrambling them.
Okay.
I'll throw some scrambled eggs.
This sounds right to me. I gotta say, I've never played D&D at the level where this would even have come.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But I guess the thing about help actions is it just gives you like advantage. So like,
yeah.
That's still randomized. So you could roll bad on your advantage.
For
like,
sure.
Yeah, this
for
is
sure.
like a concrete boost, which is kind of nice. It's yeah. just like, it's almost, although I wonder if it gets in the way of clerics and people that have like the bless spell and stuff like that. Or I guess bless is for attack rolls and whatnot, but I guess like a guidance spell or something like that. I wonder if that like limits their involvement. I don't know. I think if you tie it to skills, maybe it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. I think this is something that it's like if I just trusted my it's something that I don't know that I would like implement fully mm-hmm. but if someone at the table was like I also have this, can I roll to try to add my proficiency, I would yeah. be like yeah, yeah dude.
I think that's
like
a good point. Maybe it's more appropriate for one-offs than to like yeah. your players are like going to be constantly cheesing this
yeah because yeah. then it's suddenly like every roll, if you have a big party, if you have five people in your party, suddenly every roll gets like plus 10 added
yeah,
to it, it's no really matter hard what.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
But yeah, theoretically, you could have five or six people, yeah. so they're all adding two.
And if this is like a DC 30 hack the mainframe check or something like that, and like everyone's
yeah.
involved, that
yeah,
seems
that's
fun.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this has a place, maybe not as a complete fix or something yeah. that's involved with everything.
The cops are coming. Your car is dying.
Yeah.
It's a DC 30 to bring it back to life.
You're in a world where it's illegal to fix your car.
Cars must be sacrificed to the car god when they die.
All right, so who's buying this?
I'll throw in a little bit for it. I think it's interesting. It would be interesting to tinker around with.
Yeah.
It's also because it logically makes sense to me that people with proficiency can help. I mean, mm-hmm. maybe you want to make it that simple. It's just be like,
yeah.
you can't give a help action on something unless you're proficient in that skill. That mm-hmm. might just be the way to deal with it.
Yeah. I don't trust myself with this idea, but I do trust Murph. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to sneak a couple of my eggs into his clutch, and Murph is going to raise them as his own.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Okay.
There
whoa.
You go. Like a cuckoo.
Yeah.
Are you
gonna know? Yeah. Oh, they're evil.
These eggs are little stinkers. Where do they come from?
I want to walk that back. Cuckoos are not evil. That's just what they evolved to do.
Oh.
I think from the other bird's perspective, it's evil, but yeah. Cuckoos don't know how to make a nest.
The thing about birds, though, is if I went on a Wikipedia and it said this bird is evil, I'd be like, oh, okay, scientifically,
evil bird.
I'd buy it, yeah.
It says it's one of the bad ones.
It says there's the darkness to its gaze.
Yeah.
Okay,
God
so
shunned this bird.
They do come from the fucking sky.
That's true.
They're
closest to heaven. Exactly. And yet they don't enter.
Are they fallen
exactly.
angels?
Exactly. I kind of think so.
Well, are all birds evil?
Interesting.
I haven't thought about it.
No, I think many are messengers.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Maybe go they're on. Like summer law.
No, you go on.
Read the next one.
All right. Our next pitch comes from Carly C. Rachel dies in Animorphs.
Oh, it still stings.
Greetings to the ever wise and benevolent turtles. I love what you've done with the tank.
Thank you.
Yeah, we've let Branchell Reef in. I come before you today with a proposition for a new feat or a passive feature I'd like to call Watch This. Okay. My idea is as follows, but I will say up top that I am absolutely open to changes unless they are from Caldwell, who unfortunately will have to flip a DVD to institute any alterations.
Okay.
It's fair.
Okay. All right.
Which DVD, though? The
table stakes are set. 3 times per long rest, you can call your shot. Similar to the Great Weapon Master and Sharpshooter feats, you can call a penalty to an attack roll, melee, ranged, or spell, to possibly increase the damage. Before you roll, you will claim you're taking a deduction to the attack roll, and for every -1, you can add a d4 to damage. Mm. There is no limit to how much you can deduct, but if you call the shot and miss, you will roll and take the damage that you would have added to the attack.
Okay.
I think that this would add some more risk/reward to combat without being too overpowered. In exchange for 69% of my company, I'm looking for 420 eggs. Yes. Oh, yeah. That I will raise as my own and release back into the wilds.
Whoa.
Thank you for your time.
Did they put any limit on how frequently you can do it?
3 times per long rest.
Okay.
3 times per long rest.
Limited to that.
I'm like open to this from the start just because it's so fun to do. And it also is like, I've had Sharpshooter before. You do kind of be like, oh, fuck, am I gonna do it? It's not something that you jump to.
Totally. Yeah. I love the gamble of like, all right, -5 to +10, it's fucking worth it. Let's
and adding a d4 per thing is because also then you're rolling a d4. You might just get 1 point from it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I'm wondering, I'm like, why is there also you take damage from it? Because I'm just, it takes like a potentially cool moment. It just makes it really stupid.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. I think I was thinking about all the
stuff. You have to roll. Yeah, you take the
d4. It's a high risk, high reward situation, I guess.
Yeah, but what is like, you're already having negative to your attack rating. So why?
Yeah, there is enough risk. Because missing is bad. Yeah.
Do you guys? What, have
I don't
you,
think you have to take the damage.
Have any of gross. You had Sharpshooter or Great Weapon Master from the old version? Where did you find yourself using it recklessly, or were you pretty cautious about it?
I was pretty cautious about it because I didn't like missing.
Yeah.
-5 is it's a lot.
It's significant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm kind of wondering if this isn't like a terrible idea by any means, but I'm kind of like, there are just feats that do similar things less complicated.
This almost gives everyone at the table the opportunity to do this sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm. Is there something about making it like I know I'm not allowed to speak because I have too much fucking fun and everyone's scared of that.
Yeah. You gotta flip it. You have to.
They don't understand me.
Everyone's got the woke mind virus and they won't let me have fun. They won't let me have fun on the pod.
Yeah.
But now is there a version of this where you simplify it further and just make it like an all or nothing thing where it is like maybe you do get hurt because you're doing like more damage. So it's like I guess this is still too similar to Great Weapon
Fight. Or we can just bring in the level of exhaustion or something.
Oh, okay.
You're going all out.
Yeah.
Just this once.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
I think I kind of like it as is. But maybe I would say like everyone can do it once per session if they want.
Yeah.
I think people will go whole sessions without doing it.
I love rolling D4s too.
Yeah,
the idea of rolling like 5 D4s is kind of fun.
That
could add up. It really could go either way.
Yeah. This is a tone of the table thing. And it depends on like the game.
Yeah.
I would be into an unlimited version of this with way more significant damage. That's just like the Wile E. Coyote rule. You know, you can keep trying it, you know, but eventually you're going to kill yourself.
Yeah.
I like that.
Eventually that anvil's going to hit you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is that you've got the TNT and like the wick is burning, but like, you know, you try to blow it out and it just does not go out. Yeah.
If anything, it gets bigger.
Yeah.
Which means a bigger explosion.
Right, yeah. There's a phantasmal roadrunner who is holding a match right next to you.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, see, I mean, it is just like a straight up, you can deal like 20 extra damage, but if you fail, 20 damage gets done to you, and it is like a, it's a forgive me, sensei, I must go all out sort of thing. Yeah. I don't know.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Do you want to move on to the bidding? Does anyone want to put some eggs in?
I do want to put some eggs in. I like it. Okay. I don't. Oh, they asked for 420 eggs for 69%.
Do you want to keep the damage? Because it feels like everyone has had different ideas about the damage. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think. I don't know if I do want to keep the damage.
For some reason, I'm like, it's not. I'm not understanding why the damage is happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that's why I'm like not as into the damage.
I think you're swinging so hard.
Yeah,
you're just swinging.
You're putting
so hard.
Everything mm-hmm. into it, and you're falling on your ass if you miss. Mm-hmm.
I just feel like if you were swinging so hard, you would have a better chance of hitting, not that's a worse almost, chance.
That's
of hitting.
Kind of interesting, Caldwell. You say falling on your ass. Yeah, you could have it be like. You are
just get
literally
the prone
like,
condition after.
Prone.
Yeah.
That, because I do think,
there should be a penalty.
You just have a huge axe, and like that would make sense to just be like, I'm trying to chop this guy's head off. There's, this is not a duel. This is like, I'm fucking swinging. You have a -5 to attack because you're doing like a shitty version of an attack.
Yeah.
And if you miss, you fall.
That's cool. That almost seems like a weapon ability, which would be kind of fun. Like, oh, okay, I've got this oversized axe. It's massive. Yeah. I can like take this like penalty to do more damage. But if I fuck up, then
and
I like,
think it also it. Like falling prone is no joke, and it would also be like kind of like funny if you miss and then fall prone. You just have such a shit turn.
It's like a drop kick in a real fight. It's like this ends the fight no matter what.
Yeah.
If you miss, it's over.
Either I've kicked you in the head with both of my feet, or I've fallen on my own head. And you're still really mad.
Okay, I'm on board with prone.
Yeah, I like
to me
prone.
That tracks more than the damage.
Okay, right, you can take maybe some psychic damage from how embarrassing it is if you want.
We could all pool in to get that 420, and we've got a controlling interest.
I gotta bid more. I like the damage. I want like full
you want
damage,
like people getting their asses.
If you if you outbid us, you can have it, and you can keep it as is.
I'll bid 80,085
damn
for the boost.
Wow, and I'm not. A lot of my eggs are tied up in real estate right now.
That's
and crypto and AI. So I'm like kind of, I'm not liquid.
We could do the prone instead of call our shot because like we can make this different.
Yes.
Enough,
okay.
Right. That we don't get sued.
It's parallel.
So it's not call your shot.
Yeah. We were working on this previously.
It's ring your gun.
Ring your gun.
Ring your gun.
Ring your gun.
And it knocks you prone.
Okay. Yeah. Sweet. Yeah, all right. So we're working on two different things.
They're unrelated. It's so different.
Okay. So purchased.
You can also call it throw down.
Throw down is really good.
That's good.
That's why you're the CEO.
Yeah.
Okay. Our next pitch comes from Mage Stain. Sup, turtles. There is a non-zero chance Murph is going to hate this, so I'll be quick. Critical initiative. When more than one friendly creature gets the same number initiative roll after all modifiers are calculated, they gain the following benefits. Creatures are under shared initiative effect. The creatures with shared initiative will be able to decide the order of their shared initiative rather than having it chosen by dex. Creatures that go after the first person in their shared initiative gain advantage or impose disadvantage during their first turn of combat. It's a quick little team building thing for players on their first turn, and it's a sinister way to give DMs a chance to crack a few raw eggs in the first round of combat.
Mm. This is fun. I always like having little like team up things like this.
Yeah, I also like too because it always does feel special when you're like, oh, twins.
Twinsies, yeah.
And then
yeah.
nothing happens other than you just
right, and then you're
like,
immediately
oh,
compared
dex
decks. And, right, yeah. And then you also lose that because at a table where you play for a long time, like I know your dex is plus five,
exactly.
So like I'm after you.
What's the most intimidating thing you can do at the start of a battle? That's right, it's holding hands with your friend.
doing tag team is kind of sick.
Yeah.
If you're fighting someone at a bar and then they just like turn around in their seat, hold hands with someone, and walk towards you. You're like, oh, shit.
Then, I would back down.
Yeah.
I would fawn.
The hands that are holding each other punch you.
Oh my God.
Start walking towards you and saying, it's our birthday. It's our birthday.
I came over here to buy you a shot.
Take this shot.
And then they go all out and they fall both on their ass.
I will say that I do kind of do this. So I do the snide remark.
Yeah.
Is a little unfounded.
Whoa, snap back. Well, snapping turtle.
I mean, I let you guys switch up initiatives kind of whenever you want. So I don't do the advantage disadvantage thing. But
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll let us like hold our turn or something like that.
Yeah, I'm a freaking nice guy.
He's nice.
Yeah, I feel like this is just a fun little, it's like a fun moment, like finding out somebody, you have the same birthday as somebody.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, okay, cool. I guess we'll do a move together.
Yeah.
This is great. I love it.
Yeah, Marvel versus Capcom.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a team up. I almost wish you could like expand it again. I don't know. I'm obsessed with just like having a deck of cards for everything now.
Yeah.
But it does feel like you could expand upon this. But I think like the advantage disadvantage thing is a fun start. So how many eggs were they asking for?
They were asking for...
Especially because they only did it for one round, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so it's just like a little tiny boost first round.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you could even go a step further and just be like, if you want to literally interact on your turns, like have it be like, this person takes one attack, the other person takes their first attack during your turn.
Mm.
I think that would be kind of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what if you've got, the DM has figured out as soon as characters are created, they've done every possible like combination of them.
Yeah, yeah.
They unlock a bonus attack, like their two-person
bonus. Final Fantasy.
Yeah, like it
might have been what I was thinking.
A limit break together. That's really cool.
Yeah,
I mean, it's such a fun moment if you're like, oh, this is the first time we've seen your combo attack, and then they hand you the card that has the information on it or something like
your
that.
You love cards.
I love cards. It is, you know, we could put it on a DVD too.
Yeah, honestly, something that you can do in action together. Mm-hmm. That would be really
It's fun too, because then like you think about, because advantage, you always have to choose the higher one. I was thinking like that might give like a new context for like rolling initiative with advantage, but you can't choose which one to use.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I guess it would be, well, it wouldn't be that many combinations. You've got like four players. That's what, like 16 combinations? Is that how that would work? Maybe more.
Yeah, and exponentially more with every new person at the table.
Exactly. So it just depends on how much work you want to do. But we are going to be hiring you to do that work. So we're going to get you your own little tank.
Right, we'll rent out a little WeWork for you. Get the details.
A WeWork tank.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So purchased. All right, let's do one last pitch from L Mathemagician. Greetings, Tortles. I bring before you the crit combo system. Wow, so maybe not dissimilar.
Okay.
One of the things I felt was missing from the game of Dungeons & Dragons was combat synergy. So I developed the crit combo system.
Okay.
When you land a critical hit, you will now have the option to start a combo. The next player in initiative will be able to use their reaction to move up to half their speed and attack the original target. This next attack will be made with advantage. The DC for a crit will also be lowered by one. If the next player also crits, that will trigger a combo to the next player in initiative as well, lowering the threshold for a critical again by one. This can continue until the combo reaches the player who originally attacked, then the combo ends. I'm seeking an investment of your doughiest egg in return for 3.14% of the pie.
Here's what I like about it. Cool. That it does seem like teamwork. I mean, I guess I have basketball on the mind, but sometimes like teamwork can, sometimes a team gets hot.
Yeah.
Right?
And with rolling with advantage streak. and DC going down by one each time.
It's almost
that would be such a fun
like,
moment if you're like, I hit a 19. Oh, you're saying you need 18. Yeah.
Like that crit is like a dunk. And then everyone's like, yes, actually, we got this. And so everyone is kind of rolling with advantage.
Yeah, we're going on a run.
Yeah. It seems pretty well weighted too that it wouldn't just like instantly ruin every battle. Like it's pretty rare.
Yeah. They have to crit. They have to have a reaction. Uh-huh. They have to move there. So they might even get like attacked by whoever they're next to.
I can't even imagine.
It's unobtrusive. And if it all clicks and it's working, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah. I would say I would even lose the like movement thing. This just seems like fun to have everyone be able to like zip there.
Well, it's you use half your movement or what is it?
Yeah,
I like that it's kind of buttoned up. Because if it was just like, you can just fly there, then at that point it's just a little bit Calvin Ball. It doesn't feel as earned. Whereas like if everybody is like, if it's all buttoned up and you're all doing this fucking combo, that'd be pretty cool.
I mean, even honestly, taking an opportunity attack just to go get advantage on somebody is kind of fun. You're like, all right, you can punch me in the back of the head.
I got work to do.
How fucked up would that be if you hit someone in the back of the head and they just turn to you? You like good. That's what I wanted.
Yeah.
That's how it feels playing a barbarian sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's really fun.
Right. Thanks for keeping my rage going.
Yeah.
Someone saying thank you after you hit them in the head as they run to go beat up your friend.
Yeah. I needed that.
Have you guys I'm calling an Uber.
Have you guys ever seen any of those insane videos where it'll be like MMA fights that are like 5-on-5?
No.
So this is what happens. It's not, it sounds like theoretically like it might be cool. It's not. Yeah. What happens is like one person beats somebody. So they like, as soon as one person submits or whatever, it just becomes a bunch of people beating the shit out of one guy who's down.
Oh my God.
So it goes basically like 5-on-5 for a couple seconds, but someone who's really good like goes after someone that's not as good, knocks them out, or they tap out like really quick, and then suddenly two guys are beating the shit out of
yeah.
one guy.
Yeah.
Like then that guy just runs over and starts punching a guy who's got another guy in a headlock in the head.
Yeah.
And then that guy's dead.
The tide
turns
so bad.
Then it's 5-on-3. So it's three dudes beat the shit out of one dude, and then 4-on-1, 5-on-1.
It almost seems like that the version of that would be like, if it's 5-on-5 in D&D, it's like whenever someone goes down, the opposing party all gets advantage that round or something like that.
This just sounds like a bad version of a Royal Rumble where there's just like too much going on instantly. No, you got to time it out. You got to space it.
Right. Right. But yeah, this sounds really cool.
Yeah, I like this. I would love to have this happen to me.
Yeah.
And we just need our doughiest egg. Who's got it?
Oh, shit. I'll throw in a doughy egg.
Yeah, I got this really long floppy egg.
Is that what turtle legs
I got
look
a
like?
Scotch egg. Scottish egg?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I love a Scotch egg.
Scotch egg. Okay, yeah.
And I have a Scottish egg.
it's just an Easter egg that's dyed plaid. It's great.
I'm going to take some original Pizza Hut dough back when the dough used to be better, apparently. That's why it sucks now. I think they have like, they used to like make it fresh and now it's like frozen. That
interesting.
Just, like, sent to them.
So I thought it's because I wasn't a little kid anymore.
That's a huge part of it.
I thought it was because soda just doesn't hit like it did when I couldn't have sugar.
That's for sure part of it. Uh-huh. That's for sure part of it. I'm going back to the 90s.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some Pizza Hut dough. Whoa. Rolling it into an egg, and I'm gonna hand it over.
That's awesome. Oh. Freaking stuffed crust.
Stuffed crust eggs.
Yeah. More stuff
egg.
Should come.
Ew,
in an egg.
That's so gross.
Just cheese
if you had like a pizza that just had lumps through it that looked like fucking constrictor had eaten a bunch of mice.
Yeah, but they say it's stuffed crust. They didn't say what it's stuffed with.
Fair.
You just assume cheese.
Oh, but like, it'd be so
you.
Yeah. It'd be so
I never
unsettling.
Said it. I never said cheese. I said stuffed.
You
right?
would start to bite in and it would look white and you'd be like, this is a chunk of mozzarella. And then you would get to the yolk.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And then it's, I mean, that actually sounds kind of good.
Have a breakfast pizza.
The situation. Yolk explosion.
Scrambled eggs inside your
no!
pizza. That sounds good.
Yeah.
That would be good.
I'm hard pressed to think of one thing I wouldn't want baked into my pizza.
I guess I would be scared when I first saw the yellow poking out.
That's what I'm saying is it's not knowing that it's
if
not
you told
cheese,
me, if that's... you said stuffed eggs pizza,
then
I'd be
I would
on
be
board.
Prepared for it.
Well, stuffed
but I'm saying,
crust pizza.
If you call it stuffed
egg,
crust pizza.
Egg crust
no, see, I feel like I wanted to go a step further. I want like a deviled egg pizza is the thing. Just like a regular boiled egg in there. It's not enough for me. I want the stuffed deviled egg.
Well, the
deviled
already,
could be on the top.
You need a stronger fix.
Yeah.
Exactly. Still theoretical.
Deviled egg pizza used to be better when I was a kid.
Yeah. You're like, I like this, but can we add Dijon and paprika?
Well, this is cool. We have a new way to play D&D and a new way to make pizza.
There you go.
Which I think is great.
All right. Yeah. So we're going to, I guess we're going to purchase this idea, but then also get you working in our ghost kitchen that makes deviled egg pizza.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And it's at a theater that serves food so you can watch Butterbean Makes 13 as you're eating it.
The sequel to 13 Beautiful Eggs. Yeah. We've obviously already seen
it. Oh, which we're using to make the pizza. 13 Beautiful Eggs.
Whoa.
Airtight.
Wow. Themed pizza.
Really good.
Damn.
And Butterbean Makes 13 is kind of a Christian movie. It's kind of weird. It kind of feels weird.
It's those movies you see where like you see the preview for it and you're like, I don't know if this is about Jesus,
you're like,
but it really feels
weird. Well, because each kid is a one-to-one with an apostle.
Yeah. Right.
They have to battle devil birds.
I just noticed that no one cursed or anything the whole movie, but they didn't mention Christ.
There was just a lot of like backlighting that felt religious.
They referred to ravens as fallen angels multiple times.
The smallest and youngest of the bald children said they're messengers in a really mysterious way.
Yeah. all right, with that, we're going to go ahead and wrap this one up. Thank you to all of our hatchlings
for sending in your ideas.
A lot of great ones this time.
Seriously, I want to try some of these out.
I really like them.
Got the noggin going. Got
Branson,
the egg
thank
going.
You for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Do you want to do another plug just to remind everybody where they can find you?
Yeah. Check out Root Tales of Magic.
Right
if the rules of D&D, if you were listening to this and you were like, I'm a little lost, have I got a podcast for you? Rude Tales of Magic. Yeah. These Those Stars of Space. And hey, check out Swan Boy.
Yeah.
You gotta. Sweet. Check it out. With that, we'll wrap this one up. Caldwell, Caldwell, why don't you take us out on this?
Oh, everyone, Total Tang. Let's see if I can crit, and then we'll do a follow-up combo attack.
Okay. Great.
The show.
Okay.
All right.
Come
everybody
on,
roll.
That's a
three.
Combo. Three. Okay, let's do a bad combo. So everyone has to get, you have to get less than five.
I got a 16.
Okay, Jake did too good of a job. Let's all just cheer Jake as we leave.
12.
Yeah!
Nothing was heightened in any direction.
I fall on my ass.